Hi, Dictation for Ray Jayzo, R-A-Y-J-A-J-O. Date of birth is 4-15-1984. Date of accident 6-11-2023. Date of service 11-16-2023. The patient is here for a follow-up evaluation. Earlier, he was allegedly involved in an automobile accident where he had a head-on collision leading to headache and symptom of TBI like dizziness, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, ringing in the ear, confusion, lack of focus, and blurred vision, along with pain symptoms of neck pain and lower back pain to the tune of 8 to 10 and both knee pain. Some chest pain was also reported. The patient underwent a CT scan exam for the chest, a sternum which was found to be normal. The patient was found to have a bone marrow swelling at the area of T11 and 12 and L1 vertebra. On August 22nd, 2023, a CT scan that was done subsequently did not show those findings. So it looks like the damage to the vertebra has healed up. In addition, patient has multi-level degenerative disc disease in the entire thoracic and lumbar spines, which are not related to car accident. And cervical spine was completely normal. It does have a mild distal cordyceps tendinosis and prepatellar bursitis, for which patient is advised to have an injection into the left knee under x-ray, as well as patient is found to have a right shoulder tendinosis of the supraspinous tendon with subtle bursal surface tears and subtle osteoarthritis of the acromioclavicular joint. Patient reports ongoing pain to the tune of 9 to his neck and the lower back still, although the MRIs are now completely normal. So we are not sure how much pain he has got. His headaches are also reported to be 9, and he has been advised to continue his psychiatric care, neurologist care, and counseling, neuropsych counseling also. He's seeing a Ventis facility, a psychiatrist, who is probably providing treatment for panic, anxiety, and mood issues. He reports that his pain is still 9 in all these areas, including both the knees and left shoulder. And his ADLs are affected 9. Patient reports only 30% improvement to the symptoms as compared to the past. And his ADLs are affected 10 in all categories. Please review the chart for ADLs, for system review, for the additional history, and substance abuse, and compliance history. Physical examination reveals blood pressure of 140 over 80. Pulse is 80. Pulse ox is 100. The rest of the exam is the same from previous visit, which is dated 10-11-2023, dictation number 1012-027. The plan is to advise the patient to give an intra-articular injection of the left knee and also prepatellar bursa injection and also quadriceps tendon injection. Another area of pain is the right shoulder, for which intra-articular injection and supraspinous tendon injection is advised. Patient is provided with a cervical pillow. Laser treatment prescription has been given. Case management is going on. Neurosurgery consultation has been ordered. Medications are provided, which are following. Patient is provided with Mobic, which is 7.5 milligram twice a day for anti-inflammatory effect. Ultram, 50 milligram at night, 1 or 2 for pain. Wellbutrin XR for pain relief. I'm sorry, for depression relief. Xanax 0.5 milligram PRN for anxiety relief. Lyrica is provided 50 milligram PRN for pain relief. Furoset 1 or 2 every 6 hour PRN for headaches. Lidocaine ointment for topical pain relief. Patient will be seen in 30 days time for follow-up and for injection of the shoulder and knee in 2 weeks time. Thank you. He is also provided with the Visceral 25 mg PRN for further anxiety relief.